Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Daily Mix Morning Show on the label since spend 10 songs about flowers. Coming up at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. Oh, you've got mail.
Far as what drop, gentlemen, want to share a rather memorable first date experience I had. Picked up my date, and my buddy and his girlfriend came along for the ride in the back. Ended up at Taco Bell.
All right.
Ordered our food, which included three large Baja Blasts and a small slushie. What is a Baja Blast? Is it like a Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Okay. As the cashier handed me the drink and the carrier with two large Baja Blasts in the front, disaster struck the moment it touched my fingers. All the drink spilled, soaking my lap and the car door. I then had to drive my date and friends back home to change. To top it all off, while I was changing, my mom found out my date was pregnant.
Oh.
And gave me an earful later on.
Did you know your date was pregnant?
If that wasn't enough, a few months later, my car window fell down into the door and would not go back up. Apparently, the sheer amount of Baja Blast that had gotten inside had eaten away all the glue.
Oh, my God.
And the sealant holding the window in place. Fun times indeed. Rock on, guys. That from Justin.
You ever spilled that at a drive thru?
I have not yet.
I remember me and my buddy years ago. We went to McDonald's. It's like the end of the night, right? Like, it's just drive thru open. This is up in Towson. And we got four meals. And I just remember holding four large Cokes. And as he pulled out, somebody stopped in front of him.
Oh,
he, and I mean, all, it just it was like an inch of soda just on the ground. It was awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds worse when even when you talk about the fact that your son spilled one beer, dropped a beer into your lap on an airplane.
Yeah.
But
it sucked.
Because you're kind of trapped. The problem is you're trapped. At least with a car, you can get out of the car. You can try to hopefully find something to clean.
But keep in mind, the way it worked out was, first of all, he was just old enough that I had to buy his ticket. But in spite of that, he's sitting on my lap. And in spite of all security precautions, but yeah, the flight attendant's like, cool, he's in your lap, just put the seatbelt on. All right, so he's two. I want to say my daughter's three, or maybe they were three and four. Either way, it was traveling across country with children that are that young. My wife is sick. Everyone's tired. It's just an awful trip, right? So I had to separate he and his sister at one point, and that's when I told my daughter. I was so pissed, right? But, you know, when you're in public, you always say you sound like a staticky AM radio. It's like you want to yell.
Yeah.
So I told her, I will rip your head off of your body and beat your brother to death with it. Then her mouth popped open. I'm like, okay, daddy may have overstated that. I apologize. But seriously, guys, get it together. So now my son's in my lap. Keep him calm. Flight takes off. Before drink service, flight attendant walks up to me and just says, you look like you could use a beer. And I'm like, thank you. You're an angel. You're a godsend. She's like, I got you. She runs back. She grabs me a beer, pulls out my tray. Now, as she's pulling the tray down, my lap starts getting warm, and I realize my son is peeing into my lap, and this sucks. But she doesn't realize it, the flight attendant. So she puts the beer down. She opens it. And, I mean, the second that she opened it, my kid hits it, and now my lap goes from extraordinarily warm to ice cold because all of the beer spills directly in my lap. Jesus. Where the kid peed, and when keep in mind, we're flying from Philly back to Seattle. So it's about a 5.5-hour, 6-hour flight. This has just happened. We've been in the air for about 10 minutes. My wife, again, she's all sick by the window seat, says, you got to change his diaper. I'm like, I know. So I'm walking down the aisle of the plane, and there's a father. His kids are probably like 10, 11 years old. He's clearly been where I'm at, right? But he looks at me, he sees my groin, and he chuckles. And I'm in just such a bad mood, and I almost feel bad. I looked him right in the eye and said, it is not funny yet.
Yet.
He did. Yeah, like, I know I will laugh about this later, but in this moment, bro, like, no. I will kill the mother effers. Kind of puts his hands up. So the thing that sucked about the flight, it's two things.
One, I mean, he is right from his point of view.
He is right.
Because if you saw it now with your kids' age.
I would laugh and be like, bro, I know you're mad. I promise you're going to giggle about this later. But the thing that sucked, one, have you ever just worn wet clothes and you had to wear them until they dried, but they're drying on your body?
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable. But the worst part, it just smelled like beer and pee. That is all
that's
I can
the
smell.
Issue.
It was so gross.
Like,
man.
When me and my buddy spilled those beers on ourselves going to Milwaukee, that was the same thing. Like, we landed, and everybody's like, we're already out of these bars. Like, and I was like, we've got to go change.
Because yes.
Stale beer
is horrible. Just a...
Yeah. I mean, even if you wake up, like, I've done it before, right? You get home, go like, I'm going to have one more beer. You crack it.
You pass never, out with it, yeah.
Yeah, you never drink it. You go to bed, and then the next morning, it's just sitting on your table. And, like, it's like, as soon as I get up, I can smell it like stale beer.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have time for a few birthday emails brought to you by Minzer Most and Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
First time doing this, and I know that no one else is going to. I am running the late 40s, and still sending it when I get a chance. So, can I get a big old bong rip? You guys talking all over yourselves and some dirty Germans talking about what I'm going to do tonight with the girl. Kind regards, guys, and from Joe Mama. Yeah, Joe, I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to bring your girl over to my house.
Yeah, absolutely,
right.
Dude.
Then you go to the bar, take care of her.
I'm terribly disappointed in your performance, and I'm sure it happens to all guys all the time. Don't worry about it.
Not having to worry about anything.
Yeah, it is your birthday, so tonight make sure to request by name the funky butt stuff.
Yeah, it's easy to see us. There's a sign right over the Hobbit door.
Hello, Michelle's longtime listener ever since the Buzz days. I'd love a birthday shout out. It's my 49th trip around the amazing yellow ball. So, some random sound bites would be great in the history of said clip. You guys are amazing, even Mike. Keep up the laughs. We all greatly appreciate it. That from the big fan, Rich E. in Oli.
Well, you see, this was two turtles having sex.
Aha.
Which is less creepy than one.
This was part of a interview that we did with Vince Neil.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
So was this one.
I just said that.
This one was Jeb Bush on the campaign trail.
Please clap.
Boy, that's sad.
It wasn't that good. That was awful.
This is the bagel guy.
You're not God or my father or my boss.
It's a 4-foot-tall man throwing a fit in a bagel shop.
Then we find out he died of a stroke.
No, he did not.
Maybe he's not. He had a stroke. I'm not kidding, man. Ted looked him up within the last month and a half or so, and like, I think he had a stroke. Not sure if he's dead.
This is a rhino breaking wind.
Listen to the end of that.
This is a traffic guy seeing a spider on a traffic camera.
Jeez Louise!
This is just Ray Lewis.
It's time to take off the leash!
On any given day.
That's it.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Back on at 5:08, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. After going missing 37 years ago, somebody stumbled upon the stolen grave bust of Jim Morrison.
They found it.
They did. Just out of nowhere. They found it in France.
I mean, was it like in someone's house just sitting in the grass or?
The picture that I saw looked like it was just in some random ass alleyway. So I wonder if somebody was like, oh crap, remember when we stole that? Put it out there.
There's no way it's the same people, man. 37, this period of what, 88?
Something like that.
I wonder if somebody got it and didn't even know what it was.
It says like, Jim Morrison on it.
Okay, then they did.
Now, to be fair, if you don't know the doors and you didn't, you know, have the due diligence weird to check out what it is, right. You know, all right, well, this is Jim Morrison. Well, if you don't know who that is, it is what it is.
I feel like if I had found it, though, and I at least had a semblance of an idea of what it was, I would turn it in.
I would look up what that was.
You know,
absolutely.
Just like, hey, man, I don't know if this is the head you're looking for, but it says Jim Morrison, and
right.
That's his head.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
If I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, he's just so famous, though. That'd be tough to turn in.
Yeah, but I'm with him. If I know for sure I had zero to do with this, I found it.
Right. I'd even make sure, like, I text my wife, like, did I get drunk and, like, steal a Jim Morrison? Like, I'm checking everything.
Why is Jim Morrison's bust in my room? Right. What did I do?
I figured you would know and you're waiting to tell me. So I'm asking you first.
Down in the kitchen with
do you remember what you did last night? Did it involve Jim Morrison's head? No. Okay, then I don't care.
I don't care. I'm good. Wienermobiles are set to compete in the first ever Weenie 500 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Jesus. How many Wienermobiles
Let's go.
Are there?
Six.
And they're
never
Oscar
all Meyer. Together. Ted has done the research on this. I've got my best man on it. Tell us about it, Ted.
Yeah, actually, I don't have my email up, but somebody sent an email in earlier about it, and I read up on it. So, like I talked about, was it last week or the week before, is this carb day at Indy 500.
Okay.
Because they used to have carburetors in the engines.
Yeah. Ah,
excuse me.
Easy now.
Jesus.
He's stoked on it.
So, it's right, qualifying, I think, is Thursday or something, or Saturday, but this is the last open practice. Everybody goes. All-American rejects and Brett Michaels.
Oh, that's right. Nice. Yep.
That's a combo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are headlining, and it's like basically like you get a GA ticket, you go in, and they have stuff like this. Like it's a practice. They have the pit crews doing stuff, and now they've added
the Weenie 500.
The Wiener 500.
I would watch
six
that.
Of them have never been together.
What do you think the top speed of a Wienermobile is?
This is Ted's Infinity Stones right now.
I'll be honest.
All six Wienermobiles.
My God.
I'm killing half the universe.
Right?
Ted just needed six Wienermobiles. The worst Thanos ever.
Well, I've always wanted to go to the Indy 500, but I keep hearing about this, and apparently if you go, and like it's just an all-day awesome party.
Sure.
Like everybody, like the one guy, he's like, look, I don't even drink that much. He goes, I get hammered that day.
Nice.
So it just looks fun. And then to add the Wiener 500. I mean, it's an RV. I bet they go 60, 70.
Okay.
What if one of them tips, Mike?
What happens?
I don't know. Is there a pit crew?
I was going to say, do they have a pit crew for a Wienermobile?
I mean, that would be a massive jack to jack up a Wienermobile.
They should all be dressed in mustard bottle costumes.
Agreed. Mustard, not ketchup.
Glizzies are inevitable.
You know, yeah. You know who works on the crew? On the pit crew? Little Smokies.
Ted's got this all figured out.
He doesn't.
Oh, God, that'd be a fantasy.
You need to be the PR guy at doggone Wienermobile, man.
You know what? Screw it. I'm just going to book a flight tonight. I'm going out Friday.
Going.
Scientists can now use computer simulations to determine where underground ice on Mars is.
That'll be handy for us.
Yeah, well, great. Yeah,
now
awesome.
Now your Pepsis will be cold.
We better land here.
That's the first thing.
Mars Pepsi.
They send up cores of Yetis or full of Pepsi.
For the first time, surgeons at UCLA Medical Center have transplanted a human bladder, which I did not know that that hadn't been done yet. I just kind of assumed that most all of what we got going on inside could and has been.
Can it be bigger than the other one I had?
Right.
Just for one more exit. Right.
You got to see one exit longer.
One more exit bladder.
One more good.
A little bit bigger. So I can just finish this movie.
Shows me how little I know about.
I don't want to get up in the theater.
Like, I understand the brain being a difficult one because there's a lot of stuff that goes on with that. That's going to be a
difficult
thing.
We've done the heart. We've done kidneys. We've done livers. Lungs. I guess maybe no one thought about the bladder. Like, yeah, you think we can just...
Nobody's done a bladder transplant.
Right.
In spite of common stereotypes, cats should not be given milk.
I don't know anyone who does.
I mean, that's what you see in the movies. If I captured or rescued...
Captured.
I'm smoking.
When's the last time you checked the traps, Ted?
Yeah, I know. Jesus. I would probably give it milk.
That's what you see.
Exactly.
Give it milk. And look, it's not going to kill them, but it could cause some health complications somewhere down the line.
And all you want is an unhappy cat.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just give it water. It's fine.
Yeah. No kidding.
Why do they give it milk in all the movies?
Because it's...
I mean, as a kid, you
they
just
are attracted
assume.
To it.
Sure.
You know, if I have a bowl of cereal, I got my cats on me the entire time.
Really?
What kind of cereal you eating?
Huh. You know, like Corn Chex.
Then it's got to be the milk.
Raisin Bran.
They don't want the Corn Chex.
What's wrong with Corn Chex?
Are you 140 years old? Are you dying?
You met me?
There are other cereals, man.
Well, where are they?
You don't have
Mike
to do
eats
that.
Like it's hospice it's like, care.
Honey
like,
Bunches
did
of Oats.
Did you buy ham spread just because?
Kix, Corn Pops.
Oh. I mean, Pop, I'm with you. Just the commercials were so good as a kid. We all love Pops.
Then right.
Gotta have my Pops.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they taste terrible. The commercials
they
are great.
Don't.
They got like
great.
A little coating on them.
Yeah.
It needs a little more.
God, you know what? You just have your cereals. We'll agree on the doggone Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and then we'll split
I
the boxes.
I eat like a
from
child.
There.
I'm yes, just saying. Like,
well, the terrible. Problem is, though, like...
Apple Jacks, terrible.
But, for
no,
you,
they're not!
Yes, they are.
Like, Cinnamon Horrible. Toast Crunch is like Tom Brady. It's like, all right... Forget Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's the greatest cereal ever.
But it is a children's cereal.
I'm just saying, you got like you're hating on other cereals that I think are kind of good. It's
Corn
like,
Chex? Look, man.
Frosted Mini Wheats?
Those are ridiculous.
Yeah, I love those.
Yeah.
Come on.
There
it's
you go.
Bird's nest with confectioner
sugar. I eat those things like
Cheez-Its.
I will agree with that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
No, they're not.
Mini are the big ones.
Either way.
Mini. All you need are the two big logs.
Yeah.
I'm a two big log guy, yeah.
Get a milk log.
But I don't know if they frost those.
Yes, they do.
They do.
I like the mini ones.
Oh, so you at least agree with me on the big shredded wheat.
Yeah, the big shredded wheat sucks.
Why wouldn't you just walk over to a handle of mulch, throw the mulch in your mouth, and throw some sugar in there, and it's save money.
It's great. Love it, dude. Get a milk logged in there. They're fantastic. Come on now. Ted, what day is it, buddy?
Don't look on the hashtag, but I believe it's Paul Day.
Paul?
I made that mistake this morning.
Don't
Paul.
Look at that.
Unless you what's like furry that? Paws.
Oh.
A bunch of furries showing their bottom of their paws.
Oh, Paw Day.
Paul Day.
Paw. I thought you meant Paul like the apostle.
Yeah. No, Paul.
Paw.
Yeah, it's a bunch of furries showing their furry feet. But they're costumes.
That's hot.
Wait a minute. There's furry foot porn?
Yes.
There's every kind of porn.
I was like, what's Paul Day? So I clicked on it. I'm looking at Paul's, and then a penis showed up. It was a lot.
Then a penis showed up. That's not a Paul.
Eek, a penis. Who? No, Ted, it is World Bee Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My bad.
You pervert.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. Would you believe it? 10 or more buzz-worthy facts about bees. Do bees have knees, you ask? They sure do, numb nuts. But they don't have kneecaps, so any member of the bee mafia must be thoroughly disappointed they can't kneecap a drone or two. And why do we call things the bee's knees? Turns out it was used in the 18th century to describe something small. Its present meaning might be a reference to 1920s dancer Bee Jackson, who had really active knees when she was dancing the Charleston. But to be fair, I'm more of an ass man.
QVD.
Busy knees, what's your name?
Fun facts about bees. The honeybee is the only insect that produces food eaten by man.
That seems reasonable.
The only insect.
Isn't it just vomit?
Pretty much.
Bee vomit, yeah.
Processed, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is.
Because, like, we look at flies, like, oh my God, man, they're eating a pile of poop. You think bees look at us like, these two-leggers will eat your vomit, man.
Right?
Two-leggers.
I don't know, man. That just sounds bad.
That is our word.
Yeah. Two-leggers.
Yeah, two-leggers. Don't get offended by bee talk.
I don't know that. I'm just like, that feels bad. Look at this two-legged moron eating my vomit.
Dumbass. A honeybee will typically visit how many flowers during a collection trip, do you guys figure? How many flowers?
One collection trip. So, like, in the course of the day.
Correct. It is national. It is 150.
150.
Not a bad guess. Miles Montgomery, how many flowers in a day would a honeybee?
500.
500 a day. Ted Smith.
1,000.
You guys are very, very, very busy bees. It's 50 to 100.
That's it?
Yeah.
Lazy ass.
Well, you know, they're fat. They can't move that fast. Little bumbly bees. Are they different than honeybees?
Yes.
Okay.
Bumblebees are the stupid ones that don't sting.
What do they do then?
They bounce around.
They crash into people and scare kids. And if the one bee, you're like, dude, I promise you, you have nothing to be scared of with this thing.
Can a honeybee sting you even after it's dead?
After it's dead?
Yeah.
No.
Beg pardon?
Well, if the bee's dead.
Right.
And you go to pick it up, can that stinger still get you?
No.
Well, it's sharp.
Is it already hanging out of their butt, or do they have to push it out?
I think
like
it's
at the moment they're going to sting.
I think it's hanging out of their butt.
I don't know. It was dead. It was in the pool, but I didn't want to touch it.
Well, no, it's not alive, dude. It has to actively stick that damn thing in you.
Oh, all right.
I mean, I suppose in theory.
What if he died angry? It was already out.
right. A honeybee would have to fly around 90,000 miles over 3 times around the globe to make 1 pound of honey. It would take 1 ounce of honey to fuel her flight around the world.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So how many bees does it take to make, I don't know.
A pound of honey?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm not doing that math, man. It takes a whole hive, a whole colony of bees to make a pound of honey.
Okay.
Come on now. Let's see here. The average honeybee will actually only make 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in their lifetime.
That's it.
1/12 of a teaspoon.
Jesus.
But how long do they live? There's the big question.
And I feel like I put a bunch of honey in my tea right now. Did I just... Like I just...
That's labor right there.
Yeah, that's a lot of bees that did a lot of work.
I would say they live 18 months.
No, 2 to 3 years, bud.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. While worker bees live for 4 to 6 weeks in the summer, can live up to 4 to 6 months in the winter. Weird. Bee facts. Gotta love bee facts. Let's see here. Honey is 80% sugars and 20% water.
So that's why it tastes so good.
Sugar that they've collected and the water that they've got in their body just...
Nature's simple syrup.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it is, dude.
Correct.
Honeybees produce beeswax from 8 paired glands on the underside of their abdomen.
What exactly is beeswax? I mean, is that what the hive is made out of? Or, like, what is the purpose of beeswax?
There's right, because there's
Ukrainian
the honey,
Easter eggs.
There's the honey, there's the pollen, and the wax.
Right. And the wax we actually have used for it, too. That's what holds
candles
your that's what holds your toilet to the ground.
What?
Yeah. Beeswax. I have installed a toilet. We laid down a ring of beeswax.
Beeswax?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not making this up.
Maybe I'm wrong. I'm almost positive that's exactly what
I mean,
we
is
did.
That a brand?
Oh, don't tell me it's a damn brand.
It might be a brand.
The techs are going to blow up on me. But why would they call it beeswax if it's not made out of dung?
No,
it's, beeswax.
It is.
Well, okay. It's like the thing called gunk. I don't think it's just made out of gunk.
It's like when you get into a... It's like when you get into a
ingredient.
It's got wax in.
But this is specific.
I know. I'm just saying gunk.
Duct tape's not made by ducks.
Well, it's duct.
Well, there's a duck on the cover.
There's a duck on the cover. Right. Frosted Flakes aren't tigers.
By the way, Ted, according to the textures, yeah, you can still be stung by the bee after it's dead.
All right. So I was right in shuffling all the water out of the pool to get him out.
You exercised the right caution, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wax ring around the toilet.
Okay. I did not know that.
Suck it. Honeybees must consume about 8 pounds of honey to be able to biochemically produce each pound of beeswax. So that's the thing. They actually use their own honey to make the wax.
So they have to eat their own vomit to create the wax. I mean, that's what it is.
Yes. That delicious, delicious puke.
That is a weird way to live.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Honeybees maintain a temperature of 92 to 93 degrees Fahrenheit in their central brood nest, regardless of whether the outside temperature is 110 or negative 40.
Wow.
That makes sense, though, because that was one, I don't remember what species of bee that it was, but that was its method of killing intruders and prey insects or predator insects, is they would swarm all over it, and they're not stinging the living tar out of this thing. They just start buzzing like crazy, and they cook the damn thing.
Jesus Christ,
yes,
man.
Their buzzing can actually produce heat, and that's actually what they do. They super cook those doggone things.
Comforting.
Yeah, it's wild. Bees are awesome. Fun bee facts. A populous colony may contain... How many bees do you guys think during the late spring or early summer? How many bees are going to be in this populous colony?
200,000.
200,000. Miles.
No idea.
No idea.
I know nothing about bees. I don't.
It's a colony?
It's a colony. A populous colony of bees.
It's 5,000?
5,000.
I'll say 50,000.
Ted, you're right on it. 40 to 60,000 bees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I know your bees.
Zap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Got it.
Whatever.
I knew that bee could still hurt me. I know a lot of bee stuff.
Worker honeybees live for about 6 to 8 weeks in the spring or the summer, but up to 6 months during the winter, which we already covered there. Honeybees formally fly up to, fly up at to up to 15 miles an hour.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving it.
The honeybees wing stroke, 11,400 times per minute.
Come on.
Yeah. Making their distinctive buzz. Yeah. Damn it. A new queen may mate with dozens of drones over a 1 to 2 day period.
Poor.
Don't slut shame
Sounds
the
like
bees.
A great weekend.
I know. New queens in town, brother.
Hey!
Sounds like Carson City.
It sounds like that porn star that's setting a record for most guys in a day.
Oh, yeah.
I tried.
Respect this queen. You think she has favorites?
I'm sure.
By the end
you
of the day,
come back. Yeah.
Like, did somebody get a second audition?
I'm sure the three winger.
We need some. There he goes again. Yeah. The queen.
After a while, it just tasted like hot dog water. You know that smell when you're walking by the cart? Like,
boiled hot dog water.
Damn it, Miles.
Yeah, I'll take a Seattle dog. I don't care.
Oh, my God. And then I'm going to leave you with this final fun bee fact. Hot dog water. No. The queen. The queen lives for up to about 5 years. She is the busiest in the spring, summer months.
She's having sex. Look, she's busy.
She's laying on her back.
Right.
When the hive needs
getting plowed. Come on.
When a hive needs to build to its maximum strength and lays up to 1,500 eggs a day.
Jesus.
Which may equal her own weight. Oh. Due to a breakdown in the USPS, a failed delivery has led to an overstuffed animal shelter, Miles.
An overstuffed animal shelter?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good job it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast Mr. Kendall Miles of New Orleans, Louisiana. Now, Kendall is one of the 10 inmates that escaped from the Orleans Parish Prison earlier this week in New Orleans. Now, you may have heard that 10 inmates escaped after breaking through a wall behind a toilet, scaled a fence, and then disappeared into a nearby neighborhood. Well, obviously, that took some planning, but I'm willing to guess that our boy Kendall had nothing to do with it, because Kendall's an idiot. See, with an active manhunt in progress, most people keep a low profile or try to find a way out of the country, but instead, Kendall thought it'd be the perfect time to go live on Instagram with his friends and taunt the police. Yeah, he was arrested a few hours later. Yeah. It's Instagram. You went out there with your friends to taunt the police who you know have a nationwide manhunt.
On your account.
Right.
Not on your friend's account. On your account.
You went active on your account after escaping from prison during a nationwide manhunt to taunt the police. And then they caught you. I'm telling you, we need that extra charge just for being stupid. Like, I don't care what you did to go to jail. I don't care that you broke out. I'm irritated with you because you went on Instagram to taunt the police after you escaped from prison. Mm-hmm. That is stupid.
There's a whole weird culture going on live and just being idiots.
Yeah, I know. But if the cops are looking for me, I promise you guys, I will not be on social media. That's just me. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.